Welcome to Pert Fower of Scotland's Ain Kingly Hooses. In this pert, we hear about the kings of Auld Alaba, Hod and Gone, between 1005 and 1093. Mochum II, son of Kennet, 1005 to 1034. Born about 954, Mochum was the son of King Kennet II, and was already about 50 when he took the kingship. But it's well seen he was a rockle and forcey chiel. In 1006, Mochum had to tack up Erems to hae his Our Lordship of Lothian accept it, but he was defeat, likely in a siege at Durham. But in 1018, he led a thrangian army over the Tweed and defeat Northumberland at the Fecht of Caramon Tweed, tacking Our Lothian yince and for a'. The old Angle-speaking folk that had lang bade there knew had the King of Alaba for a king, but the rain Heich Reeves, steed it at Dunbar and other strengths, held gone as the Hameabout rulers. Mochum II had members of his family marry onto the family of the Heich Reeves, the Earls of Orkney and the Mormers of Murray, as a way of hoarding all their lands within the girth of Alaba. It seems that in these days, the Mormers of Murray weared again the Mormers of Athol, Burnand and Kell in 1027, and that Thorfinn, Earl of Orkney, grandson of Mochum II, fought again Murray as ally of the king. But the difference the kings of Alaba and England had over the Merchlands wouldnae dwine. In 1031, Scotland was invaded by Canute of England, and Mochum made a treaty rather nor fecht. Mochum ruled maistly fae Fife, and wanted his grandson to foley him as king, in muckle the same way as Kennet II had wanted. After the custom of they times, Mochum set about his kinsfolk, slaughtering or hutting to the ill all other claimants, so that just his ain line would be left stonin'. But his earls at changing the rules of King Machan steered up a stooshie. At the hinner end, a puckle nobles fund the king at Glamis and kilt him on the 25th November 1034. Through his win at Carrum in 1018, Mochum II was regarded in old fair years and chronicles as the king that confirmed forevermore that the Kinric of Alaba would rule over the lands sooth of the Forth. And he was the hindmost king of the direct line of the Hus at Alpin. Duncan I, 1034 to 1040. Born about 1000, Duncan was the son of Crinia Dunkel and Betoc, daughter of Mochum II. He was married about 1030 on Sibylla Bjorn's daughter, daughter of Bjorn Berson. When Ewan the Baldy heed it, King of Dumbarton was killed in 1018, Duncan followed him as king of the own land. It now became the tradition that the heirs of the kings of Alaba held the kingship of Dumbarton. But Duncan was nae soldier. He bringed into Weirs again Northumberland and Murray and took to fates Ding Dang. His weak kingship was seen as an inlet by a Kern nobles that rose up with Macbeth, the Mormer of Murray at their head, and Duncan was killed, fechting them, on 14th of August 1040 at Burghead. Macbeth Finlac, 1040 to 1057. Born about 1005, Macbeth was the son of Finlac, Mormer of Murray. He was married sometime after 1032 on Grouch, granddaughter of Kennet III. Macbeth Finlac, forth of being the ill-kinded king of historian Hector Boyce, or scriver Shakespeare's Norries, was a strang king that rang for 17 years. His family, whiles Kent as the Hus of Murray, had lang ettled at the kingship, and was mair skeely and canny in hodding the croon nor Duncan had been. Macbeth was that weel stelt that he had even gae to Rome in 1050, where it was said that he was lairds wi' his siller. Whoever, at the hinner end, the heirs of deed King Duncan come chapping at his door. Twa sons of Duncan, Mochum and Donal, had been sent away out the Kinric after their father had been killed, yin son to the north, and yin son to the south. Now, the elder son Mockham had been sent to the court of England, and to bide in York with his kinsman Seward, Earl of Northumberland. In 1054, Seward and Mockham gather together an army and invade at first Lothian and Sain Alaba north of the Forth. King Macbeth had travelled, and doubtless first met in with the Normans about 1050. The Normans, that had a Norse original but was now Frenchified, was skeely at Erms and Wearfair, and say Macbeth broached in a hantle-pied Norman soldiers to Scotland. His army focht Seward at Dunsinane in Perthshire, but it was the Macbeth and his folk that had to gie backs. Apparently, the king knew tint his poor in the south, in Lothian, and fell back on his aim earth in Murray. In 1057, Mockham invaded Alaba itself, focht with Macbeth at Lumphanan in Aberdeenshire, and hurt at the king to the death. Soon after, on 16th of August, Macbeth died at Scone. Olach Fool, 1057 to 1058. Born about 1032, Olach was the son of Gruach and Gilcoen, Mormor of Murray, and stepson of Macbeth. As was the ordinar custom, Olach was made king by a wheen nobles following on the death of Macbeth, but he did nae lang bear the gree. Mockham fun and kilt him at Essien's Strathbogie on 17th of March, 1058. The House of Cainmore. Mockham III, Cainmore, 1058 to 1093. Born about 1031, Mockham was the son of Duncan I and Seabla Bjorn's daughter. A month after the death of Olach, Mockham was made king on 25th of April, 1058, at Scone. It is likely that the King of England thought he and Mockham as King of Scots would mean a friendly neighbour to the north, yin that would do England nae scath. But Mockham soon showed that it was Scandinavia that he was drawn towards. About a year after he became king, he was married on Ingeborg, thought to be daughter of Finn Arnson, Earl of Halland, in Norowa. The kings of Norowa claimed our lordship over the Hale Islands and parts of the west of Scotland, and the earls of Orkney was weel stelt in the north. But there were different claims to Northumberland and Lothian by both kings of England and Scotland. In 1059, Mockham paid a visit to England, Abelins, to read up on disagreements. But in 1061, he invaded Northumberland and spiled Halley Island on the way. This was the first of a wheen invasions of the north of England. In 1066, England was invaded in conquest with the Normans. The old Angles heirs to England, Edgar and his sister Margaret, landed in Scotland 2 or 3 years after this. Margaret, better kent in Scots history as Saint Margaret, was born in Ungerry about 1045 and was reared there a while. Her father was Edward the Atheling of England, and her mother, Agatha, was most likely the daughter of Ludolf Margrave of West Friesland. Mockham's wife Ingeborg had died about 1068, and now, about 1070, he was married on Margaret at Dunfermline. And it was fae Dunfermline and whiles the fort at Embra that Mockham maistly ruled over his kinrick. He broke new ways to the Scots court, for England, for France, and other parts of Europe. Six changes was partly an outcome of his marriage to Margaret, though it maun be said that they changes wasna as for Raxon as yins jaloosed. Mockham himself, it is said, spak 2 or 3 leads, his ain mither tongue Gaelic, the old Angles lead of Lothian Northumberland, and even a bit of French and Latin. Queen Margaret was afro-religious, some would say Kirk Reekit, and fun fought and muckle about the Catholic Kirk in Scotland. She wanted to reform it, to bring customs and haunts in Scotland more in line with the way things was done in the Latin Kirk at Rome. Turgo, the Kirk man that wrote Margaret's life story, said that she debated with the monks and bishops in Scotland, and that she broke in new-fangled ceremony to the Scots court. But, in the background, the Mocht of the Norman French threatened the Kinric. Mockham's claims on Northumberland and Cumberland would bring about his downfall. In 1070, he invaded Northumberland. In turn, in 1072, William I of England invaded with an Ermian fleet the length of Abernethy on the Tay, and gat Mockham parley. Mockham agreed no to gie build till England's unfriends in Scandinavia and other earths, and honded our son Duncan in good faith. In Mogerathon, Mockham loused on England again in 1079, bringing the Norman army into Lothian in turn. The twa sides forgather at the Falkirk to speak about peace, while the Normans begat a new castle on the Tyne just in case. The bigging of castles by the Normans was another way of attacking over the land. Now there were a line of forts and houses of strength going the length of Carroll to Newcastle. In the Hearst of 1091, Mockham, with his good brother Edgar the Athlin, invaded Yinsmere, the length of Durham, and cam hame humphing spiles aweer. The English king invaded Lothian with an Ermian fleet, and Mockham agreed another peace, now paying homage to the English king for lands granted him in England. But in the Weir of 1092, the Normans took Carroll and turned out the ruler, Mockham's cousin. Whether or no he was hourly fashed about his cousin, it seems this Shaw Norman Mocht was a nuch to flag the Scots king. In August 1093, he gaed to Durham to speak with the English king, Willem the Red, but Willem took the pet and wouldna see him. Mockham, be new beelin, gaed hame and gather another army. It is said that Queen Margaret, lying no weel at Embra, asked her man no to invade, but he wouldna tack tent. In November 1093, Mockham, along with two of his sons, Edward and Edgar, led the army south. But at Annick, on the 13th November, he and his son Edward was slain by treachery. Queen Margaret died just days after, on 16th November. No long after this, the king was buried at Dunfermline. In the inward affairs of his ain Kinric, Mockham had been mair successful. In Murray, he had to wars away Mel Snechty, son of Olach Fool, but defeat him in 1085. He was at peace with the Norse earls of Orkney for most of his time as king, through marriage and other treaties. Abin all, folk would aye mind of Mockham as a king that focht the Normans. His byname, Cainmore, comes from the Gaelic words meaning big heed. Abelin's because he was weel laird, though it wasna a name gien him in his ain lifetime. His kindred and foliers on the throne has generally been kent in Scots history as the House of Cainmore.